Hello, how are you? I hope you are having a good day. My name is Chanel, and I will read you a story from Brisbane in Australia. Two birds. Teacher said, "Look at these two birds. One is a swallow, the other is a sparrow. Who knows which is a swallow and which is a sparrow?" Student says, "I can't point to the correct bird, but I know the answer." Teacher said, "What do you mean?" Student said, "The swallow is next to the sparrow, and the sparrow is next to the swallow."
Thank you so much, Chanel, for reading the story to us. Chanel is reading the story from Australia, and here we are in China. The difference or the distance between us is 10,000 kilometers. It's actually over 10,000 kilometers. So, big thank you to you, Chanel. And this is Shane. Let us have a look at some words. The first one is Swallow 是一种鸟的名字，但是呢 swallow 也是吞，咽下去。 Come on, swallow it. 小孩子吃药， swallow it, please. Swallow 高音在第一段。下一个字呢，跟它非常像的，叫做 Sparrow 也是高音在第一段。 Sparrow, eat like a sparrow. Sparrow 因为很小，所以英文有一句话说 She eats like a sparrow, 意思就是她吃得很少，像 sparrow 一样吃得少。但是后来科学家发现 It's wrong, 因为 sparrow 每一天要吃她自己身体重量的好像是两倍，一个很惊人的数字。那就跟以前的 She eats like a sparrow 意思就是她吃的很少的意思是完全两样了。So that's interesting. Point P-O-I-N-T Point 是指 I can't point to the correct bird. 它指不出来。Point 也是几分 How many points do you get? 所以 point 有指也有分数的意思。That's a good point. 你的见解非常好，你说的非常对。所以 point 这个字呢，它有几个不同的意思。And I think he has got the perfect answer.The swallow is next to the sparrow, and the sparrow is next to the swallow. Next, 下一个，如果在排队 ，next one, next, 下一个，或者是隔壁 ，I'm next to you. 你的隔壁邻居 ，next door neighbor. 不知道为什么，我们就不会直接讲 next neighbor.因为老外可能想邻居既然要住在家里你一定要经过大门才能够进你的家对吗所以邻居我们会说 next door neighbor、OK I hope you enjoy this little story and I do hope to see you tomorrow and just remember practice makes perfect bye